You could say Belleville's on the path towards becoming more cyclist-friendly in coming years. The city's transportation master plan outlines where Belleville's transportation projects are heading for decades to come. It includes connecting Bridge Street West to Loyalist College through a bike path. Here at Doug's Bikes in Belleville, shop owner and city council candidate Tyler Alsop says cycling is more than just a way to get from point A to point B.
Well, there's huge benefits to cycling, both from a health aspect, you know, physical health, mental health. A lot of people find that they work much better once they've had some physical activity. So I think it's always important for students to stay active while they're studying.
Current City Councillor Tom Lafferty brought the motion on bike paths forward this past summer. He says Connecting Loyalist is just the beginning of projects planned for coming years.
You'll be able to go from Swicks Park to Loyalist College, to Quinney Mall, to East End Belleville, to the North End of Belleville. It all connects, so it's part of the whole network.
Loyalist College President Maureen Piercy says plans are developed and the college has been speaking with the city and Quinty Conservation. She says a subcommittee of the college's sustainability committee has been working on the project for over a year.
The sustainability measure and is making the city more pedestrian and cyclist friendly. Of course, we're pleased with the city's commitment, and you know, it'll be up to the new council, of course, to carry all these ideas forward.
She says the project, which would include a path, lighting, and a bridge to connect to Marshall Road, would require upwards of $75,000 to be fundraised, as it wouldn't be funded by the college's capital budget. But it'll be up to the city council elected on October 27th to decide whether pursuing the bike trails project is a path they want to take. Amanda Lorbetsky, QNET News, Belleville.